You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Communication is a single transcendental act which lifts humanity's eyes above the dirt.
The Breakfast Buffet on 95BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.
Kia ora, Sunaina, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Wow, the magic of radio.
Woohoo.
Look at this portal into
this
the dimensions
exciting.
We've created. It's lovely to chat with you. How's it hanging at Radioactive this morning? What's the weather in Welly?
Wow, we're actually having quite a nice day. I'm very optimistic here. Whenever I read the weather out in the morning, I'm like, it's going to be a beautiful day. It is looking a little bit overcast, but we're hoping some sunshine in the afternoon. Just, you know, the usual, like, Poniki weather here, but overcast in the morning.
Yeah, nice. That's kind of sort of what we've got going out as well at the moment. It's definitely dipped into autumn way faster than any of us were hoping for up here, but we're still getting a little patch of sunshine every now and then, and it's still, you know, in the 20s. Overnight at the moment, so we can't really complain too much.
No, I think it is definitely a lot more tropical and warmer up there in Tāmaki Makaurau where you are.
Hey, it's nice to chat with you, Sunaina. This is our first kōrero on Breakfast Buffet since you've taken over the breakfast role down there. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going really wonderful because I think last time that I might have spoken with you or even done Breakfast Buffet, I was in Radio 1 and now I'm here at Radioactive.
Jumping around the country.
I know. It's honestly so exciting. Everyone here is really lovely. I've always wanted to live here in Te Whanganui, Atara, so it's kind of like a dream come true, really.
Oh, that's super awesome. What's going on in the capital this weekend? Because I've been keeping an eye on some of the good gigs you guys have got coming up and I'm a bit envious of, you know, all the festivals and street parties and things that you guys tend to have across March.
Yeah, so we've had quite a busy month. We've got Mess Esk playing at Vogelmoor Bowling Club actually tonight, but also in the weekend, it's actually the end of our Fringe Festival.
Oh.
So there are which has been going on for a while now, but there are a few acts that I really want to see. I don't know if you are probably aware of Mosey, who came out with Sunshine earlier this year. Well, she's actually doing a Poets Before Me kind of, I guess, show that incorporates poems and her music with the Fringe Festival, which is pretty sick.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then in a few weeks, we have Homegrown coming on the 16th of March with Lady Six, Lady Shaka and Ruby Doo, which is very exciting.
That's going to be a classic, a staple in the summer, end of summer calendar, isn't it?
Exactly. And then definitely at the end of March, we're coming in hot with Cuba Duper on the 23rd of March, where the likes of like Maddie Hoon, Romy Wrights and Foley will also be playing. So we've got a very big lineup for the next month of March.
Well, we're going to have to take some little disco naps, I reckon, to get around all of that. That sounds like an awesome collection of gigs that you guys have got happening. We've definitely been envious of, I was feeling lots of FOMO about Newtown Fest and also you guys being so close to Camp Aloham. So I'm very jealous of stuff happening down at the lower half of the North Island. But we've got some good things happening here in Tāmaki as well. We're pretty spoilt for awesome international artists this weekend. Tonight, Mickey Blanco, absolutely legendary, impossible to categorize performer, is coming to Auckland. Mickey has worked with everyone from Madonna and Kanye through to like Devendra Banhart and Blood Orange and loads of other cool people as well. And they're going to be performing tonight at Neck of the Woods with Greco Romank and with Zeki DJing as well. That's a gig that we're very, very excited for here on Breakfast, specifically.
Yeah.
And then they'll be heading down your way as well, so you can catch them in Poniki over the next couple of days and then heading to Port Noyes on Saturday night too. So anyone listening from Littleton can also truck along to that. We've also got Ron Trent, one of the absolute legends of Chicago House, like truly a pioneer, who's going to be playing tonight at the Hollywood Cinema in Tāmaki. That's a really good gig to go to, and it's also nearly sold out, I think. There's also Chaos in the CBD. They are playing a sold-out show at the Power Station, returning to New Zealand. Tomorrow night, Shonen Knife is here. We are feeling very, very spoilt for cool international artists, but there's also a few great locals as well. Pony Baby's got an album release show at the Greyland RSC, and Leonard Powell is doing an album release show at the Wine Cellar. So it's a good night for music in Auckland City.
Yeah, no, definitely. You've got some good acts coming up. We actually had Shona Knife here at San Fran last night, so I feel like it's very cool. It's an awesome gig to go to, so definitely go check that one out.
Hard out. I'm very excited about it. Hey, you've picked us a bit of Earth Tongue this morning. Why have you chosen this track, Sunaina?
Yeah. So it is International Women's Day, so I thought Gussie Larkin is actually the lead guitarist of Mermaidens and of Earth Tongue, and I thought this is a good time to, I guess, put appreciation and love out to all of the wahine that are making music at the moment. So I chose Earth Tongue. It's one of my tracks that I've been playing here on repeat at Radioactive, and it's just got these really nice, like, mastery of fuzz, smooth riffs, and they also have these like very killer rhythms. And one other thing about their new track Bodies Dissolve Tonight is their music video. Like, it is insane. It's kind of a cinema play on Mad Max and the original Logan's Run, but it's set here in Aotearoa.
Awesome. I love that music video. It makes me want to do burnouts, even though I'm a little bit scared of them as well.
Yeah, no, definitely.
The Christchurch gal in me is like, yeah, cars, it's so good.
Yeah, I'm also deep from the south, so I'm also like, yeah, this looks really sick. I could do this at home, but probably not.
We've given you a track from Vida, who is an artist who's been releasing a few singles over the last wee while. This one is really cool. It's called Time Wars. It's kind of jazzy. It's kind of funky. It's got a strange sort of space narrative about this alien that's come from a different galaxy to Earth to do some sort of voyaging and questing, and it's just one of those things where you sort of have to listen to it and really like live in the world of it to get that narrative. Great music video as well, that's got some strange, weird, spiraling slug animations that I would really recommend people watch if they don't have a bit of an ick about that kind of thing. If you do, it might freak you out, but I really think Vida's one to keep an eye on at the moment, because the music they've been putting out has been really weird, really interesting, and I think it's heading in a cool direction.
Yeah, no, I think that I'm looking forward to listening. This will be my first time actually listening to the track, so I'm very excited for it.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. It's been nice to chat with you, Sunaina. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you again in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Rachel.
See you later.
See ya.
This is Earth Tongue with Bodies Dissolved Tonight. Thanks to Sunaina from Radioactive for chatting with us. You're on BFM. We love the Student Radio Network. Yeah. Bodies Dissolve Tonight by Earth Tongue. That is such a good music video. If you have not yet seen it, it is very West Auckland core. It's very cool, and it does make you want to watch Mad Max and then also do donuts.
Togetherness, you know?
The Breakfast Buffet on 95BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.